Quoti quo vobis in tenebris, dicit in lumine dicit Dominus, et quod in aure auditis, predicat super te.
Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter, May 22, 2019.
Acts 15:1-6.
Then some men came down from Judea and taught the brothers, "Unless you have yourself circumcised in the tradition of Moses, you cannot be saved." This led to disagreement, and after Paul and Barnabas had had a long argument with these men, it was decided that Paul and Barnabas and others of the church should go up to Jerusalem and discuss the questions with the apostles and elders. The members of the church saw them off, and as they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. And this news was received with the greatest satisfaction by all the brothers. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and by the apostles and elders, and gave an account of all that God had done through them. But certain members of the Pharisees' party, who had become believers, objected, insisting that Gentiles should be circumcised and instructed to keep the law of Moses. The apostles and elders met to look into the matter.
Discussions about teachings and the right way we had always, as well in the church as in the time of the Old Testament. And they will come again. And it will be important that we deal in the right way with that. Today we'll listen that because of these discussions, Barnabas and Paul were sent to Jerusalem, that this question could be clarified. The authority to decide had been with the first apostles and the elders, as we heard. In the Catholic Church, we have a competence of decision in discussions with different points of views in Rome, and we can be very glad that God gave us such a possibility. She is using the competence in the right way if she is in one with the faith and decides according to the faith, the traditional faith. If there is any problem, then we had to discuss the differences till the moment of truth is coming. Why is it so important to have the right teachings? Because some Christians think it's not so important. The praxis is much more important. And the teaching can be at the second place or even the third place or even not important. But this is a big error because the right teaching is leading to the right praxis. We say it autopraxis. And if we go away from the right teaching, that means from the truth, which is given to us, it will come to irritations. And on a moral level, it can come to laxismus. Today we can see how important this question was for the young church, for the whole future. We know what happened. As Christians, we have not to go in a certain way to enter into the praxis of the Old Testament. But this was decided with the first apostles, because all the other people had arguments that those who convert to Christianity should first go, as I said, in a certain way to the praxis of the Old Testament. But the Holy Spirit gave light to Peter and Jacob, and to all the apostles and elders. And so, also they could see that in the missions, the Holy Spirit came to the Gentiles in the same way. And they understood by reading of the scripture that this happened now. Well, this way, which we can see in the Holy Scriptures, is like the image how it should happen. All what is coming new and want to be changed need to be proved. If this is coming from the Holy Spirit or only human ideas, they cannot be in a contradiction to the real teaching and praxis. This the congregation of faith has to prove. And we can be very glad that we have this congregation of faith, because truth will always come out. But it can be that there will be a time of disorientation, like we had it in the so-called Arian crisis in the 4th century. Because always those errors want to find the way into the church, to weaken the church, because of course the devil is behind. The enemy is not sleeping. Most important is that those who have the responsibility in the church are defending the truth of the church. The truth, it's trusted to them. And they have to give the truth always to us. They also have to say very clear the errors, to protect the flock, and to show where they can get the real food. So they had to be led by the Holy Spirit and not going astray from these ways which he is giving us. Therefore, we have always to pray for the Pope and the hierarchy. But we need also the courage, if something is not clear or seems to be not clear, to ask, what is this? Is this according to the teaching of our church? Is this according to the truth?
The communion verse says, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs."
Mirabilis Deus in sancti suis, Deus Israel ipset habet virtutem et fortitudinem plebis suae.
Quotico vobis in tenebris, dicit in lumine, dicit Dominus, et quod in aurum